T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, look, there's Kenny Stills on the television. He's already scored a touchdown for his new team.
Yep.
This is beautiful. Since I missed the end of last night's game, I get to watch the entire replay.
You're happy about that, Robbie?
Oh, this is great.
You know, don't they show the replay of the games on the ticket?
What do you mean?
Yeah, NFL ticket.
Yeah.
They replay it
They usually replay games throughout the week on NFL Network, too.
Yeah, but no, like, I was watching the game, and then it ended, and I was looking for the next, because they put them all on different channels.
Right.
They replayed it right after it ended.
You did that that free week of NFL ticket? Are you keeping it going? Because I know you've been having your battles. Yeah.
Come on.
What?
I got the whole
thing. He needs football.
No.
I got you.
I told you.
He's got, I'm the only one that overpays to watch all the NFL games.
You're crazy.
I'm really curious how the Texans let the Saints get in the field goal range with this much time left and one timeout. Very curious to see how this happened.
You're just waiting with bated breath.
Robbie.
I had it figured out. By the way, did you guys see yesterday, Jorge Masvidal has recruited The Rock to don him with the BMF belt after he beats Nate Diaz.
Really?
Yep. Apparently, The Rock is going to do everything he can to be in attendance for Madison Square Garden.
Which means he won't be there.
Well, I don't know. I think he knows it's going to be a big deal. I mean, it's in New York. I'm sure The Rock does stuff in New York. Why not?
He lives in L.A., though.
Does he?
He can be anywhere he wants.
He's The Rock.
He gets his own jet. He'll be there in 5 hours. Yeah, no problem.
The Rock is going to be there.
All right.
I mean, it was a hard maybe.
He was thinking about going to Miami, Florida State, and then he saw both teams play.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not happening. That's that you're not The Rock and you show up to that.
Yeah, no.
He says, doing all I can to make this fight. If I can and you win, talking to George, I'll put the belts around your waist at MSG. Consider it done. Already shaping up to be one of the biggest, most electrifying fights in UFC history. Can't wait. Hashtag respect. Hashtag BMF. That's bad mother bleeper. And hashtag UFC 244. Very excited for that fight. If The Rock's there, it only makes it bigger.
How did the Saints not use a timeout there?
What are you doing?
Oh, this is my first time seeing this. They're like 10 seconds. They're 6 seconds left on the 50, and they had a timeout left, and they didn't use it. They ran up to spike the ball. It makes no sense. That's baffling.
Why? Because they're getting ready to run a 3-yard pass, call a timeout with 1 second left, call it a day.
Big time. Yeah, why are you so nervous, Robbie? You know what happens.
Well, I know what happens, but I mean, the how it happens is baffling. I mean, they have the ball on the 50 with 6 seconds left. How do they get a play in field goal range? I mean, I know they have a timeout, but it seems like...
I guess you're about to find out.
Because now the whole field's open.
You can do it whenever you want.
You can throw it anywhere.
I feel like they were doing a little bit of...
If you call the timeout early, you can only throw it to the edges.
But you have more time. You have like 13 or 14 seconds left. I think Drew Sean Payton did a little bit of a Manny Diaz.
Hey, check this out.
What?
It works out.
Yeah.
Well, I know the end result.
Look.
Spoiler alert.
Ready?
Boom. 2 seconds left. Timeout. Boom. Guess what? They end up winning. Hey, you're on the ticket.
Hey, bro. Listen, hey what does this sound like? Listen, hey, I want to talk to you, bro. Calm your roll.
Bernie.
Calm your roll, bro.
Bernie, are you hey, do you miss playing with Leroy Horde back in Cleveland?
Not really, bro.
Yeah.
Not
really. He was so heartbroken that you were gone.
Not really, bro.
What do you got? You got like a protein shake going on there?
No. Yeah, bro. Protein. Vitamin herbal. Yeah. Hey, listen. Have you guys ever heard of Hawk and Crowder?
Of course.
Yeah, sure. 2 o'clock.
Sounds like a dude, it sounds like a soup you'd order at a restaurant, bro.
Like chowder?
No, seriously, dudes, check this out. Beast earlier moved away from the microphone. I think he fought at it.
Well, we know it's not farting. It's refluxing.
Sometimes he's okay, sometimes he's off his game. He's more better.
He's better in sprints.
Yeah, correct.
Why do that?
I don't know. Robbie, are you excited that the result is in? The Saints have won.
It makes a little bit more sense now, seeing what ended up happening. But yeah, that's terrible defense by Houston.
Well, what about the Saints? They gave up 75 yards in two plays.
Crazy. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
We had the annual first Monday Night Football doubleheader yesterday. It was action. Action. Yeah, what was it?
It was action.
It was. The Saints over the Texans, 30-28 with a 58-yard field goal last second to win the game.
It's kind of like, you know, some of these murder mysteries where they show the murder at the beginning. You obviously know who did it, but then you have to watch the rest of the episode to see how he planned it out. That's what kind of just happened right now.
You mean how to get away with murder?
Yeah, there's some Monk episodes where you see the murder right at the beginning. You know who did it.
Did you just pull a Monk reference?
A Monk?
Jesus.
Isn't that the same dude from Men in Black?
Yeah.
Right in the pie hole.
Yeah. Tony, whatever the hell his name is.
Perfect.
Shaloub.
That guy. Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Kenny Stills, Duke Johnson.
Ballers.
Are you just naming Texans?
Ballers. Yeah, because they're ballers.
I still haven't seen an episode yet of the new season. Ballers.
I gave up on Ballers last season.
It was pretty bad.
Once they brought in Russell Brand, I'm like, all right, it's enough. Russell
Brand's on Ballers?
He was on last season. Yeah.
He's in this season too.
Goodness gracious!
Yeah, once they got to the point where they're just like, we're gonna go against a rogue extreme sports guy. I'm just like, all right, they've completely run out of ideas. The dude who is the ex tackle here, he now runs the Rams. It's just stupid. It's a dumb show. I don't know why I kept going as much. I kept going because it was based in Miami, and I'm just like, all right, this is gonna be a thing. Zonka was the head coach at one point of the Dolphins. It was an awful show.
The cameos were great.
Nah, I don't know. Like, I don't even feel like they have cameos anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't do them anymore.
And, we're at this point right now where I think HBO just has it because they like being associated with The Rock, so they're going to keep this thing going and this honey train as long as they can. But it's terrible.
It's bad.
He's tried to own, four teams. He's now in the process of buying the Chiefs. I'm like, oh, really? Didn't you just try and buy the Raiders? Again, I'm out. Bye. Sorry, Rock. Gotta go.
Speaking of the Raiders, they beat the Broncos yesterday 24-16.
I just don't know if I want it. It's like, really? You don't know if you want to own an NFL team? It's such a struggle for you, Rock? Really? That's the struggle for you, sir?
We're getting more details on Dolphins that reached out.
Just make up your mind already. Jesus. What do you want to do? Do you want to be in the NFL or not? I don't know. And now he's beefing with his the bald best friend. It's just like, all right, come on.
Remember when Ndamukong Suh was opening up his new restaurant?
I do remember that.
Suh Casa.
Yeah, you already knew that Ndamukong Suh was more focused on Hollywood than he was on the Dolphins. Remember Levitard making the appearance?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
What was the endgame, Spence?
What's the endgame, Spence? That's maybe one of the most epic cameos of all time.
Calais Campbell.
And guess what, Dan? We still don't know what Spence's endgame is. I think it's owner of an NFL team, but you never quite know. He's got a new endgame every year. He doesn't know. He's a very conflicted individual. Make up your mind, Spence. Wake up and grind. Just be like your Instagram account, Rock. More decisive.
You good? Sorry. No, it's okay. So the Raiders beat the Broncos 24-16.
Russell Brand. Not even funny. What is this, like 2008?
I'll get him to the Greek, love.
Just think you can throw in a British guy and it's going to be funny? Nope. Guess what? It's not. Baller sucks.
Vernon Littlefield, always getting injured, doing off-the-field stuff.
Yeah, this Vernon Littlefield, he never wants to play football. Never wants to play football. He's like, I want to go be a gamer. All right, dum-dum, go be a gamer. You're going to get lit up by 18-year-olds. Do nothing but eat processed food and just play Fortnite. You're just gonna waltz in and be a gamer? Are you serious?
Oh, the best cameo, Birdman. Remember that one?
Oh, that was a good one.
When you got in a fight with Ricky Jarrett?
Yeah, that's when it was in its prime. Back when you had Heat cameos.
Got to tell you.
You got anything else?
Oh, me?
Yeah, headlines.
Oh, yeah. We're getting more details on Dolphins that want out, reaching out to their agents.
We now have it up to three.
Armando with
the three mutineers.
Brian Flores told Pro Football or reacted to Pro Football Talk's report saying, I can't really speak to the accuracy of that one. We haven't received any information like that. I think for us, we just need to focus on what's going on inside our building and not worry about anything that's gone on outside.
I can't speak to the accuracy of it, but it sounds pretty accurate.
Wow.
Daniel Kilgore says, whoever wants off the Dolphins, if you don't want to be here, I don't want you here.
There's always one, isn't there? There's always one guy on the team, Leroy, who's extra team guy, even when things are bad.
I thought it was Godshaw.
Here.
I thought it was Godshaw, too.
Let me explain something to you. Is that that's football's beast, right?
Kilgore is
the guy that's like, oh, I'll really get in with the coach. I'm going all in.
Gotcha had another one yesterday. What was his tweet?
He did have another one yesterday.
Oh, here we go. He goes, just remember, no one won a Super Bowl yesterday. Rather, you are 0-1 or 1-0. The goal is to get better each and every week. All the negative talk really doesn't matter from outsiders. Keep chopping.
Unless you lose by 49. Then we can have more.
Wait. The negative talk outside may not matter, but what about the guys on the inside that don't want to be there anymore?
Didn't I see odds yesterday, and I don't know if they're legit or not. Aren't the Dolphins Super Bowl odds 10,000-1?
That could
well,
be
everything.
But question. Yeah. Here. Like, I mean, it's all great, and everybody's having. Why wasn't anybody putting up this much of a fight during the game?
I don't know. Things
it's
to say.
It's like everybody's fighting now. And I get losing does this. I've been on a couple of these teams. Never one of those teams that lost 59.
Never gave up a near 60 burger.
And I want to say in the preseason we did. My rookie year or Bill's first year?
That sounds horrible.
Oh, when was the last time a team gave up 50 plus points in back-to-back weeks? Because it's very possible on Sunday.
This guy.
God, I hope Belichick shows mercy.
Belichick showing mercy?
It's his protege. This guy helped you win the Super Bowl last year.
And then maybe he wants the more credit
for
the defense.
You ready for this? I didn't want to bring this up because you know I like Brian Flores.
Yep.
It's a Philbin situation.
What do you mean?
Wasn't the defensive coordinator.
Oh, you mean like he's just holding the reins for Belichick's master plan?
They didn't have a defensive coordinator. They said when they were talking about the Patriots yesterday, Sunday, they don't really have a defense coordinator. Or they were talking about a team.
Mm-hmm.
Flores was that last year.
Well, he was kind of all over the organization, wasn't he? He did everything.
Yeah, he's done like everything from like front office to
which is impressive
scout.
Which, by the way, is impressive for a 38-year-old. Phil was 100.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, if you start right out of college, you've been in that organization 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're not around. 38 seems young, but if you don't, you know, there are guys that come right out of college.
What else you got, Beast?
The Marlins, not so good yesterday.
Nah.
They lost.
Nah.
But Yelly didn't go deep.
Nope, he didn't.
Nope, he didn't. Our boy's in town. He did not go deep.
Wow, he hit the net from 58.
It was quite the kick.
I mean, I've done it too, so I can't really blame him.
You guys are so distracted by last night's football. Is this going to be a thing every Tuesday?
Yes.
I mean, if they
it's a
play
thing every
at
day.
10 o'clock at night.
No, but it's even
I like
more.
That 7:30 start. Now that 7 o'clock start.
Now it's
awesome.
Even more so because now Robbie's distracted because he's not going to stay up for Monday Night Football. Because don't mind you, Monday Night Football is going to start an hour and a half later than what it did last night. He didn't even make it to the first game.
It's going to start earlier.
No, it's no.
Well, now they're going to have one game.
No, it's
no,
not.
The one game is going to start an hour and a half later.
Or like
8:15. Robbie didn't make it to the first game.
Yeah, I was like I was out like late third quarter.
I barely made it to the end of that first.
You know what?
One.
This is
then I watched the first drive.
I just had found a new discovery. Mm-hmm. So if I miss the end of the game, I keep my phone off. I go zero dark silent mode, and then come back into here, and then watch the replay live the following morning without knowing what happened. This is amazing.
I have sad news to report.
What's that?
The Hooters Hotel in Las Vegas
closing.
Which is it's quite the scene.
It was probably already closed when we went.
It is. It's been taken over by another company and going to be rebranded as an Oyo Hotel Las Vegas.
They should rebrand it as a parking lot.
Right. The sad thing is so the Hooters restaurant inside the hotel is the most profitable Hooters on the face of the earth.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How so?
I mean, it's Vegas. It's Hooters.
I got to tell you.
They go hand
in
hand.
There's so many good, cheap meals you can get in Vegas.
I'm just saying.
I have a hard time believing unless they're going in the 10 Hooters, Cent Tuesdays or something like that.
In the Hooters chain, I mean, like, how big are Hooters as far as, like, size-wise? That has to be.
The one in Minnesota,
yeah, but the restaurant's not that big.
I'm just telling you what the news reports say.
The one in Minnesota has to be pretty good, too.
I'm just saying.
Mall of America.
It is the highest.
Bigger than the one in It's bigger than the one in Coral Gables.
I gotta tell you though. Wait.
Yeah, just a bit.
I would say that visiting Hooters and different stops.
The Hooters store?
No, just the restaurants.
Yeah.
I would have to say that some Hooters are better than others.
I like the one over here at Pines and University myself.
That's a solid Hooters.
It gets the job done.
One time got Dontre Willis's autograph over there.
We did a baseball thing over there.
Yeah.
I think Mandich did the show there.
Yeah, I was there. Mandich did the show there, and we had D-Train.
I can honestly say I haven't had a Hooters wing since I played football.
You know what it is about Hooters wings? I feel like Hooters wings were revolutionary back in the day.
They were.
I feel like nowadays there's so many types of ways you can go about wings. It's just, it does.
I do.
Plus, I got to tell you, it's like 800 calories for a wing.
No, yeah. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. For a grilled chicken sandwich, they do a good job. Just letting you know. And they have a good salad, too. Just things.
Man, I'm not going for no salad. If you got wing in your name and you're known for
wings.
What
are you doing?
Alex, you like Hooters wings?
Yeah, I like Sports Grill. I mean, for the most part, they have more variety of dips, mm-hmm. but that's just me. I think Hooters, for the most part, man, I think the Twin Peaks factor that's blossomed has made Hooters feathers start frivoling away.
Those Twin Peaks wings are good.
Twin Peaks, yeah, with the lumber, yes. The lumber gels, yeah, they're good.
I can't believe you taste them the way you scald them down.
Tobin.
Yes, man.
Oh, man, since you were bringing up Masvidal earlier, I just wanted to see if, before I get to my Dolphin take, I just wanted to see if anybody has kept tabs on the Colby Covington sighting. I guess Masvidal called him out yesterday and
dropped
his pants.
It got really bad yesterday on Helwani's show. Apparently Covington, they completely called him out. He called him jealous. He called
Horton. They're not friends,
they're
nothing.
They're not friends. He says Masvidal's only a friend when he needs something from you. And then Masvidal gets on Helwani's show. He ends the show, and he goes, oh, okay, if he's got a problem, he knows exactly where I train, so he can come roll up on me whenever he pleases because I will be training here all week. And, it got dark. It's not in a great place right now.
Speaking of dark, man, let me just put it like this, man. With the Dolphins, I mean, I'm going to be sedated the most, I guess, half of the season. I get this. But with that being said, now that the beat writers got what they wanted as far as calling out all the weak links on this team, how far are you going to go to the point where you're going to have to realize, too, that the owner has done what he can, but he's going to have to take an L sooner or later and just cough it up to somebody that knows what the hell they're doing?
You mean as far as like a front office guy?
Yeah, I mean, Ross has done all he can to fix up from the Palmetto all the way down to County Line Road. I mean, he's done what he can.
Uh-huh.
I could do without the red light cameras, don't get me wrong, but he's done his job. But damn it, man, if you don't know what you're doing after 7 years, cough it up to somebody else already.
I don't know.
I think he's trying to, but...
Thanks for the call, Alex.
But understand, like, the people who he's trusted in the past because he didn't have any idea...
Right.
Right? Weren't the right people. His confidants were digging him a deeper hole.
Yeah.
And so now... I mean,
remember there was those stories like he was consulting Parcells like long after Parcells was done here because he just didn't have any football people
because
that he
trusted Parcells. Now I think in Chris Greer, like he's kind of just sitting back.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really like the only thing that he said that, and believe me, it sounds like an owner who doesn't really want to tank because looking at it from a business standpoint is when he said, look, I'm all in for trying to put ourselves in the best position for the future. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, the reports were he didn't want to be embarrassed.
Right.
Which,
yeah.
I mean, good God.
I mean, that didn't even make it out of the first quarter of the season.
No, it didn't.
Holy smokes. You can't say that, though. You got, like, you kind of just have to sit back. I think he tries to just be honest about a situation, and then after he's done, the fallout. Like, he probably made this comment. He's like, yeah, look, I'm okay with, you know, doing what we have to do to build this for the long haul, but I don't want to be embarrassed. Like,
I think, too, he's like, look, from as much as an owner can help, like, as far as first of all, he rebuilt that whole stadium, which was great. I feel like whenever the Dolphins get good, as we've seen with the Canes, when the Canes were good, that place is a crazy home field advantage. I'd like to see what that is for the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy is not cheap. Like, the guy goes out and he spends. And so what more could you really want from an owner? I don't think you consider Stephen Ross meddling, but I feel like the difference with this change as compared to others, this feels like more of a complete cleaning of house, where in other situations they've kind of attached coach with the GM, GM with the coach. It hasn't always been all done symbiotically, and so because of that, it's caused rifts and difference in philosophies and not everybody going for the same thing or not everybody being on the same path.
Seems like everybody has one voice. Like, it seems like everybody's doing, even if it's the wrong thing, everybody seems to be doing the same
thing.
Right,
and the reports are that Chris Greer kind of lets Flores have what he wants, which is good. Like, I don't want a lot of meddling. Now, if this goes a couple years, is someone going to jockey for a job and then throw somebody under the bus? It's absolutely possible, because we have seen that.
Isn't that how it always works?
That's kind of how it always works. someone's going to play for it. Now, like, if you're like Adam Gase, you'll go and get that GM fired in 3 seconds, like when he took over when he got the Jets job. That's how that snake moves.
By the way, next Monday night, Browns at Jets, which I don't think anybody's falling asleep for that one. We're definitely petty watching that one.
All right,
I don't know. Might watch the first half.
All right, boys, we got a new game coming up.
New game coming up.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's called Are You Buying What He's Selling? That's next. Welcome back. It's Tobin Leroy and Beast here with you on The Ticket. We roll with you till 10 o'clock. Houston Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta is going to join us at 9 o'clock today. He's just really rich. I just figured we'd talk to a rich dude. I don't know why.
Is he one of the original owners of the UFC?
No, he's third cousins with the UFC owner, the former UFC owners. So I guess the Fertittas just have a lot of rich dudes in the gambling business, because he's the owner of the Golden Nugget. And the Fertittas on the UFC side, do they own the Palms, Leroy?
Yeah.
Your guy, who was the guy? Was it Greg?
Greg, yeah.
Yeah, Greg was going over like the history.
No, that's not Greg. That's his brother.
Craig?
No, it's Greg and Chris.
Yeah, well, they were.
Chris was giving us
the whole breakdown of the owners all over Vegas.
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask him for some winners when I talk to him on the phone.
Go for it, man. Whatever floats your boat. Whatever makes you happy. By the way, man. Was Mark Richt sticking it to Manny Diaz a little bit yesterday on social media, or is he just happy?
Ooh.
A little frosty? A little frosty?
If he's resorted to social media, that's got to be some frosty.
Hear me out on this. So yesterday, Mark Richt, he tweets out a picture of himself on the beach, and he's holding a bucket of cheese balls, all right? And he tweets out, "Life doesn't get much better than this. Just think, I could be great in film right now." I don't know. It's a little thinking about the loss. Knows the Canes are 0-2. Maybe peacocking a little bit. Like, oh, you guys wanted me out, huh? Well, look at this. I got a bucket of cheese balls. I got the beach. And I'm not working right now. Enjoy it, Manny.
Makes total sense. Everyone came in and said Manny Diaz bringing so much energy to the
right
program, and Mark Richt was super boring and
Mark
vanilla.
Richt was low energy.
Hey,
Mark Richt lost his touch. We were making fun of him,
fun of his playbook.
Playbook. His plays that work for 30 years, his Waffle House menu playbook. Well, not so easy, is it, Manny. It's possible. He saw the Wiz kid come in, swoop in on an opportunity. I mean, it's not pure shade, but it's a little bit like, look how good my life is right now.
You know what he should have tweeted? Him on a boat. That would have thrown some shade at Manny Diaz.
Well, don't count him out, because I got a feeling we got a lot more of these coming from Coach Richt. Who brings a bucket of cheese balls to the beach? Mark, I know Richt. He loves them. I know that's his favorite snack based on his ACC coverage, but it's such a weird snack to bring to the beach.
I wonder if he uses a spork.
Yeah. Manny, if I could give you any advice, it'd be eat it. Just like I'm going to eat these cheese balls.
Are they like the generic, like,
well,
cheese balls?
I like, you know, saving some money. I mean, you could get yourself some Pepperidge Farm cheese balls, or you guys can get yourself Lay's cheese balls. But I like myself store brand. I feel like the cheese dust is extra dusty.
Could you imagine, like, I could imagine being Mark Richt and feeling like I have to do that because, you know, most coaches don't tell you how it really is when they leave.
Yeah.
Right? And he had to know, like, yeah, man, these quarterbacks.
I mean, but in a weird way, the quarterback has kind of been the best part of the team so far, right?
Not the guy. It's, remember, not the guy he was playing.
Not the guy he was playing, but he was. But he did recruit him. Like, that is his guy.
Right.
Recruited him in Mark Richt territory. Like, he took him out of Georgia.
Right.
So, like, Mark Richt knows Georgia, man. He knows it. The guy was well thought of coming into the school. It's just that's not who, you know. When we talked to him, he said, "Look." Could have been a maturity thing. I don't know. There were things that had to click for Jaren Williams.
Sure.
The quarterback stuff is frustrating in that Mark Richt is a quarterback savant. That's his thing. His son was the quarterback's coach. You know, maybe he didn't want to fire his son. I don't know. But I think the thing that if you were to look at losing Mark Richt in that you don't have a guy with a head coaching experience anymore. I do feel from the quarterback standpoint, we're pretty pleased with where things are at Dan Enos, right? Who definitely let off the gas with the Jaren Williams criticism. In fact, he was falling over head over heels for Jaren Williams at the press conference yesterday. He was like, oh, love Jaren. What a job. What an improvement.
I mean, it's coach talk. Like, it always seems like coaches are playing this psychological warfare when in actuality it doesn't work with everybody. Like, you rub, you know, some players, you could rub the wrong way doing that.
Right.
And so you have to kind of play that game where you're back and forth. So it might have something to do with, wait a minute, I lose credibility if this is the only good position we have on the field and I'm blasting him too.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. All right, boys, it's time to play our new game.
Okay, can't wait
for
this.
Are you buying what he's selling?
All right. Who's up first?
Today's contestant. Is Manny Diaz.
Nope.
He didn't even know what he said yet.
Don't matter.
Nope. We got to hear about
it. Hear him out first.
Me and Robbie had a whole summer.
No. You can't do that. That's not how the game works. No, you got to hear him out. You got to hear his sales pitch.
Not going to pass judgment.
This was him on the opening of his press conference yesterday. And I was kind of like, what? As far as what he was saying. But I don't know. I want to hear you guys see if you're buying what he's selling.
The way that we started the game was probably the biggest sense of disappointment. Certainly the way that we started and the way that we finished it. But the way that we started it, we had an excellent week of preparation. Our guys were extremely focused and dialed in at the hotel on game day. And we obviously just started very slowly. Part of the credit, of course, goes to them, which would be to be expected. That's probably the best atmosphere they've had in Keenan Stadium in who knows how long. So you have to give them some credit. However, after we got it righted, I thought we were by far the better team and at times bordering on dominance. Our issue was that our dominance, especially at the line of scrimmage on both sides, our ability to run the football and our ability to shut down the running game, which we had a lot of respect for, was not being shown on the scoreboard because of either issues in terms of red zone offense or kicking game. So as we were the better team, you know, it's almost like an NBA game when teams went on runs. They went on their run, and then when we went on our run, we don't feel like we got the separation on the scoreboard that really the play to, um, the play was dictated, the in essence, the way it looked.
Yeah. Are you buying what he's selling, Leroy?
No.
No.
Hard sell.
Hard sell.
Here's why. Here's why.
Does he know how NBA runs work?
First of all, too many mistakes that have nothing to do with anything that he's talking about. So when you want to talk about, when we go on a run, it didn't reflect the score. Yeah, because every time you got close, somebody have a boneheaded penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's not talk about the first week with the double birds. This week, somebody gets kicked out. Okay, there are moments in the game, pivotal moments in the game, where, you know, a team could be driving or you're driving or something's happening. You know, you get really good field position and somebody makes the dumbest mistake. Okay? So, no, I'm not buying it. You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Also,
you're the reason why you don't finish drives. You're the reason why. The team is the reason why, because they don't play enough poised football.
Bordering on dominance. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Excellent.
Listen, they did turn things around after getting punched in the mouth.
Yes.
They did turn things around.
Yes, but they also...
But bordering on dominance, and you're saying, well, it didn't reflect in the score. It's like, well, it kind of has to, doesn't it?
You know what reflects on the score? Scoring.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot like an NBA run. No, it's not. In fact, an NBA run is dictated based on scoring. That's what a run is. Oh, you know, it's like they had their run. We had... No, no, no. They had their run. You caught up to their run, and that was it. Bordering on dominance. What? I didn't feel like that was a great pulse of a... Like, Joaquin said dominate. That was not doing it.
Definitely not.
That was not. That was
certainly not.
That was not dominant. That was not. That was not bordering on dominance. It was a. It was a back and forth game, is what I would call it. It was a competitive game, which I mean, if you're a Canes fan, feel how you want to feel about having competitive games still with North Carolina. You know, I mean, maybe it just says where the program is from an experience standpoint. I don't know, but yeah, feeling like you were bordering on dominance. I was like, what? I don't know. It just felt like a weird pulse to have of that game.
It's hard for coaches, though, because you're trying to be positive with your team. And, like, I'm sure he probably told the guys on the team, like, look, man, we were roughing him up. But for whatever reason, and I think, I don't know what it is, everybody seems to avoid the penalty thing.
Right.
And sure, they had fewer penalties, but they were always at the worst time. And they're always the kind of penalties that can be avoided. Like if you have a false start. Like, it sucks, but okay, that's an – you know. But, I mean, getting kicked out of the game because you want to spear some –
I've watched this Amari Carter penalty a million times. He hit him with his forearm. Like, he tried to, like, not hit him with his head. Like,
that's a penalty.
I understand.
If you lead with the forearm or helmet, it's a penalty.
But it was like, it's one of those plays where it's like he couldn't stop up.
Here,
what do you want?
There you go. I want him to do the Titanic like Kiko.
That was the greatest. Kiko's stupid. Kiko had so much experience knocking people in the head that he came up with his own move.
Just stupid.
Yeah. But again, okay, I use that as an example. Are you telling me, okay, in the first game, there wasn't a problem? Just a stupid penalty?
No, the first game was an abomination, yeah. Okay. They only had 7 penalties the second game.
Again,
and
well, look at where the penalties fell. Right.
I just think that when you're going to talk about your team being dominant, all that stuff has to count.
Like you probably should have more wins.
Yeah, your execution, your discipline, even kicks getting made, all that stuff has to account for dominance.
Where was the dominance on that 4th-and-17?
Here's what I don't understand about the whole Hurricane situation. And I get what kind of precarious situation they're in because they're trying to get people to come to this game against Bethune-Cookman that is obviously...
Well, if you don't, just unfollow them. Unfollow them or mute them.
So, I get it. Jaren is doing well. He's probably the biggest bright spot. But, like, if we're going to keep pushing this, like, PR narrative, like, after a while or even just after the first tweet, like, right now people just don't want it. Like, just leave everyone alone.
Yeah.
Just please leave everyone alone. Give us a couple days. By Thursday, I'll be fine. You can hit me with some Jaren Williams facts. That's good to go.
That's what I'm saying. You got to learn timing with your Twitter.
How about
you had 7-8 months of PR.
And they had Enos out there yesterday pushing the Jaren Williams thing. Well, he was all over it.
Robbie, this is a Robbie line, even though Robbie's not saying it. But I think this is something that probably gets people outside of Cane Nation going. UM is 8-8 against North Carolina since joining the ACC. UM fans need to get over themselves thinking that they're automatically better than other ACC teams.
I don't doubt that. I've been saying that since they joined the ACC. Oh. That like
they're the same as a Virginia. Yeah, North
you're
Carolina.
Not. You're not in the Big East now.
Well, that's kind of where part of the frustration goes. Is right. Like if you're gonna talk about it, it's looking at UNC. You're like, that's a basketball school, man. That's a basketball school, and you have the rich tradition of the Miami Hurricanes, and you're 500 against them in your time in the ACC.
Okay, but why are you making that assumption?
Making what assumption?
That you're better than them because they're a basketball school.
I mean, North Carolina's
because they are a basketball school, and because of the Canes tradition.
But you're 8-8.
That, I understand, yeah, but that
okay,
but
so
that,
you're not
that in it's but that in itself is,
you're not.
Is a frustration.
But that's not a problem. That's a you problem. That's not a them problem.
I'm not saying it's not a you problem, but it is what it is.
But what this texter is saying is Miami goes into that game thinking, oh, we're better than them. You're not. You're not there yet.
You think the team goes in there with that perception? Or
no,
that,
fans.
Well, the fans are going to
The fans are going to have swagger.
And the Canes are probably in those 16 games. I would guess the Canes are favored in like 13 of them at least,
probably
by a big margin.
I mean, how many games have they lost up there? Of the
Robbie
eight.
Went over it the last time.
They've only covered once.
That plays the house.
No, but I know covering. I'm just talking wins and losses. Do we know that?
I mean, they've lost two out of the last three. They lost in 2004.
Oh, the crotch chop.
God, Connor Barth.
Welcome back, folks. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on 790 The Ticket. Robbie running things on the other side. RTD, how'd you do on Magnificent Seven this past week, man? I haven't gotten an update from
I'm
from
glad
the
you
weekend.
Brought that up.
Oh, really?
4-2. Okay. Now, there's one bet that's still pending, but I feel pretty good about that one, which is the Dolphins under the 3.5 wins. I think we're pretty good on that one. And I hit the big parlay, the big 11-team parlay. That was a winner.
Great.
I did have to sweat out.
I'm sure that's not going to encourage you to expand it out even more.
I mean, there was a couple sweats. We had Florida State and Michigan in that parlay.
That was dicey.
I really do believe that Vegas enjoys that you have 11 team parlays.
I'm sure they do too.
It's 11 games,
but it's like, 11. It's 11 layups.
It's not a layup.
It's not 11
you
covering.
Just lost 2 weeks ago.
You just mentioned two of them that weren't layups.
They were very stressful. That's
very,
okay.
Very stressful.
Could you imagine? Oh, by the way, last Friday, Robbie, I'm driving to go home to enjoy my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I go past Hollywood. I see a little truck there. Robbie, did you go to the casino?
Oh, whoa, I was spotted.
it's not like we found you at some seedy sex store.
Right,
like,
but I know
we,
you.
We totally expect it. There's only three places I expect to find you. Here, with your shady barber, or at a casino.
Yeah, that's kind of it. You got me.
Like, that's about it. Those are your environments.
It's true.
And then I don't expect to ever see you in your gambling dungeon because I don't imagine you let anybody there. I'm sure you have to give like a handprint just to get in. It's like the Batcave.
He probably has like a little slot where his mom can hand him the meatloaf.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Oh, gosh.
Did you celebrate yesterday the Sandman's birthday? Not Sandy Alcantara, but Adam Sandler. It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have done a binge on all his movies.
Like 60?
I think he's 53.
Really?
Yeah, that faces hard times.
He got old. Like, yeah, man.
Adam Sandler, like, he's like the lone Hollywood guy who looks like he's done nothing of Botox or anything to keep those looks up.
Because he doesn't care.
He's just like, guess what? I'm still gonna put Selma Hayek in all my movies, or somebody ridiculously hotter
than Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, yeah. Or whomever. Just
didn't he have Marissa Tomei in the movie?
Yep.
Yeah, he had Paula Patton in one of his Netflix movies, The Do-Over.
Jeez.
That's his movies, eh? What do I need Botox for?
How much? And the same guys.
The same guys.
Buscemi.
The crooked eye dude.
No, no. He's got the three guys. The older guy that played the dad in 51st Dates and also Farmer Fran or whatever the hell. Right,
that what Dante guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then the two other guys that are the limo driver from 51st Dates and the other guy. Not 51st Dates, the wedding singer. He's got those guys. They're in every movie. Usually it's we get a little Buscemi, right? We might get a little
occasional Kevin James.
Occasional Kevin James, maybe a David Spade.
What is it?
Maybe
Kevin?
A Chris Rock. Maybe what's the ass hat that was a horrible interview with me and Joy?
Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Dude. It's in my computer.
You're like, trying to ruin my joke.
Listen, I don't like to talk about my characters. I just like to talk about me. It's like, bro, you're Rob Schneider, sir. I don't understand.
As far as I'm concerned, you're making damn copies.
Like, you better be going out there and you should be making some Deuce Bigelow jokes because that's like, what we're there to see.
You can do it. Like, that guy. Yeah, you're that guy.
Do that line. Speaking of Farmer Fran, did you guys see Ed Orgeron yesterday throwing the gauntlet down at Texas saying they're cheating bastards?
Yeah.
What?
So, check this out. So LSU.
They did a Popovich.
LSU evidently got word from Louisiana Tech. That Texas's visiting locker room had no air conditioning.
Which you can only imagine what that conversation is like. You're like, no one there. We don't want the air conditioning. You better get out the air conditioning extra fan. Go Tiger. Go La Tech.
So LSU's like, nah, we're going to bring our own fans and coolers to the locker room, which they said helped a little bit. But it was like a real feel like 95, 96 degrees outside, and everyone was cramping up. And Texas is like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
We have no idea what you're talking about. Next question.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. Like, isn't that kind of the point of home field advantage? Like, I don't think you should.
You can't sweat them out.
No. What? That's not
is
right.
Is that poor taste?
That's like what the Celtics used to do.
Can I just ask you a question?
It's not right.
What?
How do you function in this world?
I just
because you think that's okay?
Hold on. That's never happened. That's never happened where your coach has tried to tweak
the. I used to paint the locker room pink.
Yeah. All right. So there's. What's the line?
Air conditioning.
When it's 95
air
degrees.
Air conditioning and water.
Really? Water? What is that?
No, you bring your. By the way,
does it have to be hot water?
Most teams bring their own water.
I would too. Poisoned. I would fear all sabotage if I was a coach.
Because you're a saboteur. That's why game recognized game.
Are you sure? Like you?
Yes, I'm sure you're a saboteur.
No. That's not what I was asking. Don't do that. I was asking whether or not you think that this gamesmanship doesn't go on everywhere.
You think the Spurs did it to the Heat?
What?
Okay, then why are you so shocked?
What? The place has bats and snakes in that arena. Of course they did that on purpose. That place is a dump.
They got wildlife in there.
I'm just saying, if you have Matthew McConaughey as a professor, you obviously can afford air conditioning. But I don't know if I can kill Texas for it because that's
something you would do.
Yeah, like that's gamesmanship. No, I don't know what to tell you.
It's not gamesmanship. If you don't turn the AC on.
If I found out Manny Diaz turned the AC off on FSU, I'd be like, good for Manny.
Really?
Good for Manny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
nah.
But can I ask you a question? Why would Manny do something like that with all the trash that he's talked this offseason about how great they were going to be?
That mental warfare. He seems like a mental warfare guy.
I don't agree with that stuff. Like,
why?
Beat him on the field. Enough of that shenanigans.
What about, okay, so are you allowed to do the thing where, like, you call up the hotel room at a...
That's fans.
That's the fans and the players. It's not the institution.
When the old Canes were calling up the Boz back in the day.
Oh, Highsmith calling up the Boz?
Just like... terrorizing him as he sleeps. Is that bad? Is that poor?
We're coming for you.
Is that poor taste or is that
no,
okay?
No, that's just shenanigans.
After that happens the first couple of times, you check in with an alias.
The Boz doesn't know how to figure out an alias. He's the Boz.
College kids
want people to know who he is.
College kids don't check in with aliases.
Can you believe he's
no? Because it's all arranged for them by the travel secretary.
No.
How's the Boz, by the way, just turned into Saturday college football soda guy?
I don't know.
He's in every year.
He's old too.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You know what he looks like? No lie. Remember when Tommy Morrison looked really, really old after all that?
Yeah.
Not before he. Hard times. I'm talking about before he had AIDS. I'm saying, but just how old he looked.
Jesus.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
No, because I didn't want to say that. Oz looked like he had AIDS.
In fairness, he didn't believe he had AIDS. He said it was a spider bite.
Didn't it sound as bad as Don Sterling saying it?
He had AIDS.
What has magic done? Which is the crazy. Like, that's when, like, there's nothing.
I feel like Ed Orgeron.
That's nothing worse than when people think you have lost your mind and then you confirm it. Right?
Unbelievable.
By the way, next year, Texas makes the return trip to LSU. I have a feeling they're going to turn the AC off for Texas.
I totally see Ed Orgeron doing this move to somebody.
Just put the tiger in the room.
Tiger and a couple gators.
We're going to put him in the locker room. We're going to stir him up like gumbo. Go tiger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.